Hello and welcome. You are listening to an Irish Lingo podcast, presenting an Irish newspaper article where each episode includes the text in Irish and the English translations in the description of the podcast. For further help, you can click on the link in the description, which will bring you to www.lmknjb.com/blog, where each word of the article is clickable and will reference an Irish dictionary translation. Thank you and enjoy.
The Man from Snowy River is a 1982 Australian Western drama film based on the Banjo Paterson poem The Man from Snowy River.
雪河人是一部根据班卓琴帕特森 Banjo Paterson 的诗雪河人改编的1982年澳大利亚西部戏剧电影。
When Jim Craig and his father Henry are discussing their finances, a herd of wild horses called the Brumby Mob passes by, and Henry wants to shoot the black stallion leader, but Jim convinces his father to capture and sell them.
当吉姆、克雷格、Jim Craig 和他的父亲亨利、Henry 讨论他们的财务状况时，一群叫做布伦比、Brumby报名的野马经过亨利 Henry 想开枪射击这匹黑种马领袖但吉姆说服他的父亲捕获并出售了他们
The next morning the mob reappears and Henry is accidentally killed
第二天早上暴徒再次出现亨利被意外杀害
Before Jim can inherit the station A group of mountain men tell him that he must first earn the right, and to do so he must go to the lowlands and work.
吉姆 Jim, 可以继承车站之前,一群山地人告诉他,他必须首先获得权利,为此,他必须去低地工作。
Jim meets an old friend called Spur, a one-legged miner.
吉姆遇到了一个老朋友一个单腿的矿工斯普尔 ,Spur.
Jim then gets a job on a station owned by Harrison, Spur's brother, on a recommendation by Harrison's friend.
然后吉姆在哈里森的朋友的推荐下在马刺的兄弟哈里森拥有的车站上找到了工作。
Meanwhile, Clancy appears at Spur's mine and the two discuss their pasts and futures.
同时克兰西 Clancy 出现在马刺 Spur 的矿山中两人讨论了他们的过去和未来
Clancy goes to Harrison Station to lead a cattle muster
克兰西去哈里森的车站领牛
At dinner, Harrison tells Clancy that he has no brother when referring to Spur
在晚宴上哈里森告诉克兰西,当提到斯普尔时,他没有兄弟。
Harrison organizes a roundup of his cattle, but Jim is not allowed to go.
哈里森组织了一次牲畜的围捕活动,但吉姆不准去。
While the others are gone, Harrison's daughter Jessica asks Jim to help her break in a prize colt.
当其他人都走了时,哈里森的女儿杰西卡 Jessica 要求吉姆 Jim 帮助他闯入讲马驹
The mob appears again and Jim unsuccessfully gives chase to the valuable horse
暴徒再次出现吉姆没能追赶这匹宝贵的马
When Harrison returns he sends Jim to bring back 20 strays
哈里森回来后他派吉姆带回了二十个流浪狗。
Later, Harrison learns of Jim's actions and tells Jessica that Jim will be fired and that she will be sent to a women's college.
后来,哈里森得知吉姆的举动,并告诉杰西卡吉姆将被解雇,并将被送往一所女子大学。
Impulsively, she rides off into the mountains where she is caught in a storm.
一时冲动,他骑进了暴风雨中的山上。
Spur, meanwhile, finally strikes a large gold deposit.
同时, 马刺最终吸引了大量金矿。
Jim finds Jessica's horse and rescues her.
吉姆找到了杰西卡的马,并将其救出。
She tells him that he's going to be fired, but he still leaves to return the cattle.
他告诉他,他将被解雇,但他仍然离开以归还牛。
Jessica is surprised at meeting Spur, her uncle, whom she had never been told about.
杰西卡, Jessica, 遇见了他的叔叔斯普尔, Spur.
She is also confused when Spur mistakes her for her dead mother and refuses to tell her anything about his past.
当Spur将她误认为死去的母亲并拒绝告诉她任何有关她过去的消息时,她也感到困惑。After
returning, Jessica learns that Spur and Harrison both fell in love with her mother, Matilda.
回国后, 杰西卡得知斯普尔和哈里森都爱上了母亲玛蒂尔达。Matilda
declared that the first to make his fortune would be her husband.
Matilda 宣布,第一个发家致富的人将是她的丈夫。Spur
went looking for gold, while Harrison bet his life savings on a horse race.
马刺,Spur,去寻找金子,而哈里森, Harrison, 则把自己的毕生积蓄压在了赛马上。Harrison
became rich overnight when the horse he bet on won.
当他押的马获胜时, 哈里森一夜之间变得富有。Having
made his fortune, Harrison wed Matilda, but she died while delivering Jessica.
哈里森发了大财, 与玛蒂尔达结婚, 但他在交付杰西卡时死了。
Harrison is grateful to Jim for returning his daughter, but he becomes angry when Jim says he loves her.
哈里森感谢吉姆归还女儿,但吉姆说自己爱她时,他就生气了。As
Jim leaves, a prized colt is let loose by a farmhand named Curly in the hope that Jim will be blamed.
吉姆离开时, 一位名叫柯利的农场主放了一只珍贵的马驹,希望吉姆受到指责。Later,
while camping out, Spur tells Jim that he will inherit his father's share of the mine.
后来,在野营的时候,马刺告诉吉姆,他将继承父亲在该矿的股份。Clancy
joins them and informs them of the colt, but Jim refuses to retrieve the animal.
克兰西加入他们的行列,并将马驹通知他们,但吉姆拒绝取回动物。Meanwhile,
Harrison offers a reward of 100 pounds, attracting riders and fortune hunters from every station in the area.
同时,哈里森,Harrison,提供100英镑的奖励,吸引该地区每个车站的骑手和寻宝者。
Clancy does eventually show, accompanied by Jim, whom Harrison finally allows to join the hunt.
最终,克兰西,Clancy,确实在吉姆,Jim,的陪同下出现,哈里森,Harrison,最终允许他加入这场狩猎。Several
riders have accidents in pursuit, and even Clancy is unable to contain the Brumby mob.
几名车手在追赶中发生事故,甚至连克兰西也无法遏制Brumby暴民。The
riders give up when the mob descends a seemingly impassable grade.
当暴民下降到一个似乎无法逾越的地步时,骑手们放弃了。However,
Jim goes forward and returns the horses to Harrison's farm.
但是, 吉姆继续前进,将马匹送回哈里森的农场。Harrison
offers him the reward, but he refuses.
哈里森给了他奖励,但他拒绝了。Having
cleared his name, Jim would like to return someday for the horses and, looking at Jessica, anything else that's mine.
清除了他的名字后，吉姆想返回某天去骑马，看着杰西卡，那是我的其他东西了。
He rides back up to the mountain country, knowing that he has earned his right to live there.
他知道自己已经获得了住在那里的权利，因此可以骑车返回山区国家。